There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking all about food. We've been discussing restaurants this morning. Is it an overcrowded market? Well, someone hoping to make a dent in that is Duncan Fraser-Smith, the VP of the F&B division of the First Group. Duncan, very good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
So the concept that you're bringing to us in this guise is MasterChef. It's a TV show many of us know around the world. For example, in the UK, we have our own version. In Australia, I know there's one there. So it's a concept lots of people are familiar with, but how are you translating a television show into a restaurant?
I think that was the interesting challenge for us at the beginning was, you know, how do we take a reality program and actually bring it into reality? And I must say, it's been a four-year passion project.
Okay.
It's taken a long time to get us to where we are now. But we needed to obviously look at it from the perspective of maintaining the authenticity of the program. And what MasterChef does is it creates an emotional connection between food and people. We've even seen it in our pre-opening offices where our staff are onboarding and we make them watch episodes and one person's crying, the other person's laughing, and that's the sort of connectivity that it does. So we've made it and we've created the concept based around the fact that it's the champions and the contestants of the show that are the actual heroes of MasterChef. And so we did a roadshow last year pretty much around Australia, the US and the UK, and we met with former champions, former contestants. And we have built the menu in the restaurant around their winning dishes. So every dish that's coming onto the menu has been created with a story behind it. For instance, it could be the champion from the UK in 2017 whose Marco Pierre White competition dish was a winner. And hence we're recreating that on the restaurant menu. So we've made it very authentic in that regard. People will actually be able to come in and recognize the dishes on the plate. And obviously we've had full feedback and input from the champions and the contestants in making sure that we execute this correctly.
Now, what is that going to look like to me as a customer? So I've got lots of choice of restaurants in Dubai. You're asking me to take a TV show that I might like and come and enjoy that experience. So I know you've done lots of research and lots of preparation, but what is going to make this stand out?
Well, there's a couple of unique points. Firstly, the champions are actually going to undertake residencies in the restaurant over the course of the year. So they'll be coming out at periods of time for a week where we will actually focus a set menu based on their cuisine. So it gives us a lot of breadth with regards to what the restaurant offering is going to be. So aside from the core menu, which is all champions and finalists dishes, the champions will be coming out and actually doing a 5-course tasting menu as well at certain times throughout the course of the year. Might be Indian, might be French, might be Asian, but it gives us that opportunity for breadth and great exposure. But I think the biggest piece and the biggest winning piece is the Mystery Box Challenge, which is something that is absolutely iconic and signature with the MasterChef program. We've worked out a way to be able to execute that within the restaurant. So you and your partner friends can come in, sit down at the table, and Chef Margarita will come over with a mystery box full of 15 ingredients. You'll choose the 5 ingredients that you want in your dish. She goes into the kitchen, writes a recipe, cooks the meal, gives it to you, and then gives you the recipe so you can actually prepare it at home afterwards.
That is quite an interesting concept because we have been talking about restaurants this morning on the programme and so many are opening. And how do you expect to stay around? Because is it the idea that you have a celebrity chef that gives you longevity, or is it the fact that you're working off a TV concept?
Yeah, so I remove both of those. I think what's happened with the TV concept is we've taken a brand in MasterChef, worked very closely with the brand guardians, and created a restaurant from that brand. And the restaurant will stand on its own 2 feet based on the research and the work that we've done. As far as celebrity chefs, I think what we've noticed here is a trend where celebrity chefs are now removing their names from the doors of the restaurants that they're opening and letting the restaurants stand on their own 2 feet, because people's expectations were these chefs would always be in the kitchen on the pans cooking when they go in, and 9 times out of 10 that doesn't happen. So we're seeing a shift away from someone putting their name above the door unless they're willing and able to be behind the burners 6 days a week.
As Natalie said, a lot of restaurants here in Dubai, restaurants and cafes reaching 11,813 at the end of 2018, according to the DED, Department of Economic Development. Where do you sit in the price range? How much is it going to cost me on average for a meal?
Yeah, so actually the First Group or TFG Food and Beverage Division, we are definitely what we would consider a premium casual offering. So even with MasterChef, we are not. We've removed the vernacular of fine dining. We are no longer fine dining operators in this market. That area has been saturated. But what people want to do is they want to come in. I'll give you a great example. Our homegrown concept, the Blacksmith at Wyndham Dubai Marina, is an American smokehouse. But during the month of January, you could come in and have a brunch for 169 dirham all inclusive. We want people to come into our outlets and feel like it hasn't hurt them in the pocket. But what they've had is an amazing experience, an authentic experience. The product is relevant to the market in the current time. It's a consistently delivered product and service, and it's underpinned by something that we do, which is called injecting soul.
What are you actually budgeting, though, per head on average? You mentioned there the brunch price, but on the evenings, what would you project?
At MasterChef, we're talking about that restaurant. You're looking at on an average of 250 to 300 per person.
Okay. Does that include a licensed element
inclusive.
Or not?
Yes, inclusive. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that opens in April in the marina.
That
so
is correct.
Best of luck with the MasterChef restaurant venture. Duncan Fraser-Smith is a VP of F&B division of the First Group. Duncan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you all so much. Appreciate it.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.